Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Got the man of the hour, wide receiver, DJ Moore. DJ, my first question to everybody in the locker room all night, man, what the bro?
What you mean with
the? Was you out there for that game? Did you see how that game went?
Yeah.
Are y'all just that used to being down 10 with 3 minutes to go and feeling like y'all gonna win it anyway?
Yeah, we shouldn't be used to that, but I mean, we never give up the fight and we always in it.
Good things happen when you get the ball to the best player.
Yeah, stop trying to star stuff, man.
I'm not trying to star stuff. I'm trying to figure out.
No, I got you. I just stick with it and just stick to the game. Let the game come to me. Never get too mad or too high on something and just go out there and ball.
I love DJ Moore. You got to be ready if you're interviewing the Bears wide receiver. He suffers no fools. That was on the Biggs Media YouTube channel. It was DJ Moore and our guy Herb Howard, man. Herb Howard is a Bears reporter for the Biggs Media and host of the Herb Howard Show. And he joins us right now on the Raheem Harrison Grody Show with Gabe Ramirez on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. What's up, Herb? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How y'all feeling?
Great, great. It's fun in this locker room this year. I mean, we just played the cut of you mixing it up with DJ Moore, who is always, if nothing else, absolutely entertaining. How have you enjoyed your runs through the locker room this year, whether during practice week or post games?
Much better than last year, I'll tell you that.
Much
better than in the middle of that 10-game losing streak. That was awful to go in the locker room and constantly ask guys like, okay, why did we lose this time? Why'd you lose this time? Why'd you lose this time? So, you know, it's just a much more fun experience to cover a team that's winning and playing winning ball. They're in a much better spirits, much more willing to talk to you, much more engaging. And so, you know, they put a lot into what they do, and to go out there and lose like they were last year just isn't fun. And so now they're getting the rewards of their labor, and you can feel it. You can feel the energy in the locker room, whether it's post-game or up here at Hallis. You can just feel that the vibes are high around here.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Herb, because I feel like, you know, they have a lot of the same pieces, you know, same quarterback, obviously offensive linemen, some defense the same. In your mind, you know, what are the biggest differences, right? You've been around this team and you've seen it. And so obviously the coaching staff is installing some stuff, but what else are you seeing that maybe we're not seeing that's different on your end?
It's the coaching staff, man. It's the coaching staff that Ben Johnson comes here, and then he surrounds himself with a bunch of really good coaches that are great communicators and great teachers. And they get guys ready to play the game. It doesn't matter if you're first string or if you're practice squad. We've seen that time and time again throughout the season that they get their guys ready to play. And so I would start with the coaching staff, but then you move on to the offensive line. That's always going to be a critical component to any football team. How good is your offensive line? And the Bears have a pretty good offensive line now. They got two guys that got selected to the Pro Bowl. They should have had three. I thought Darnell Wright should have gotten in as well. And, you know, that was one of the main tasks for Ryan Poles coming into this past offseason, was to flip the offensive line. He did that really, really well. Obviously, he had to find the right head coach, and he did that as well. So I would say the coaching and the offensive line.
We're talking to Herb Howard of the Bigs Media, who is out at Hallis Hall right now, where the coordinators spoke out there today. It's Raheem Harris-Grady. Gabe Ramirez is in here with us as well. Any highlights today from any of the coordinators? Mostly, I assume it's we've turned the page, right, Herb? We're on to San Francisco. Is that what we're talking about out there today?
A lot of page turning, a lot of consistency with what they say, what they've been saying all year. And I think that's starting to show as well. Like, just the consistency of the message from the coaches. You talk to Ben Johnson, you talk to Declan Doyle, you talk to HT, or you talk to DA. Like, it's the same conversation that they're having. And so that consistency is showing off in terms of how the players respond to it. Every time you talk to the players about the takeaways, they're talking about how Coach Al Harris constantly preaches takeaways every single day in practice, sets a quota for them for takeaways every single day in practice. So those are the types of things you're just starting to hear these messages be echoed over and over and over again. And at some point, you just got to believe that that's what they really are trying to accomplish. And you see it play out on the football field.
Herb, is there any pressure on this Bears team right now? I mean, you're talking about a squad that, you know, there weren't much expectation on them at the beginning of the season. And I can't quite figure out if this team feels any pressure.
I don't know if they feel it that way. I think they've done a really good job of just compartmentalizing everything and just keeping the main thing, going one day at a time. I thought when they bounced back from the loss at Lambeau and were able to focus in on the Cleveland Browns and not try to skip over that game, I thought that was a great indication of their ability to lock in and focus. So I don't know that you feel like they feel a ton of pressure. I do think there should be a sense of urgency on this season. I am not a person who's like, oh, they're a year early. No, you're not. You're in first place in your division. You got an opportunity. Go do it, right? Coach Johnson came here talking about, from day one, we are not rebuilding. We're going to win, and we're going to win now. So, you know, this idea that they're playing with house money or anything like that, I don't believe that at all. But I don't feel like they're walking around with this huge pressure. They just seem kind of relaxed and ready for the moment.
And getting better as the season goes on, as with the evidence being that they have, like, right in front of you, they lose early to Minnesota, and then they get them. And they lose to Green Bay, and then they beat them. Obviously, San Francisco, the 49ers, are not in their division, but an important competitor in the NFC, a team against which last year, so the exercising Ooh. Another demon. Yeah, that's the right reaction, Herb. A 38-13 loss to San Francisco last year, where I still don't know what the plan was against George Kittle, who had six catches for 151 yards. And Leonard Floyd.
Maybe if we just don't guard him, they won't see him. You know what I mean?
Is that what was going on, man? I don't know what was. Leonard Floyd was sacking quarterbacks left and right. It was a bad experience. What is your first look at this matchup, Herb? Bears at San Francisco this time around.
It's a huge game. I mean, it's a tough place to go play. Obviously, you talk about how it went last year, but you just look at what the 49ers have been able to do this year and how they've been able to sustain and withstand, even though they've had all those injuries offensively, defensively. They just continue to play at a very, very high level. And the way that they performed this last game against the Colts, that offense looked unstoppable. So the defense has to be ready to go out there and play a really solid game. They got to be able to stop the run. I know that the 49ers' yards per rush is like last in the league, but they're still committed to running the ball. You still got to deal with what McCaffrey can do. They got a lot of versatile pieces when you talk about Juszczyk and George Kittle. And so it's going to take a really great effort from the Bears to go out there and come back with a win. It's a huge game. big playoff implications. The Bears are still trying to make sure they won, lock up the division, get a home game, but also they still have the potential to get to the number one seed. And so huge, huge game. I think they just got to go out there and do what they've been doing, which is play opportunistic defense, play very stingy red zone defense. Offensively, they just continue to run the ball. They'll have a good chance to win the game, but it's going to be tough. 49ers are playing really, really well right now.
Yeah, thinking about that run game, Herb, that's what, you know, it seems as though everybody we talk to, right, that's the recipe for success for the Chicago Bears. It's as simple as that. You know, run the ball well, let Caleb do some stuff on third down, and then that's how you're going to win this game. And I don't think it's as simple as that. I think so much has to go right for this team also, right? Like, this isn't a team that is so far ahead of everyone else where their talent can then just will them to victory. Things have to go right for them. Do you think it's a simple – do you, though, however, think it's that simple? Like, if DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manunga are handling business, giving you over $150, then the game should be in favor of the Bears?
I tend to think that football is simple. It's very hard, but I think it's simple. And I think if they can run the ball, play ball control football, win in time possession, win field position, which the special teams has been doing a great job of allowing them to do that, then they'll give themselves a chance to win. We know how crazy they've been able to play late in games, but I want them to be able to start faster. Just play good football early. Take advantage of the opportunities that you have early. And so I think that's what I would add into that equation. Sure, run the ball and take and play action should put you in position to be able to win, but get out to these faster starts, man. Eventually, like, it's, you're going to have to start fast earlier in the game, right? You're going to have to play a full 60-minute game. They pulled out that miraculous game at Soldier Field against Green Bay, and that's wonderful. But for 58 minutes, it wasn't looking good for them. And, you know, great that they can pull it out. Great that Caleb comes through with the heroics and does his Superman thing late in games. But just do the ordinary things earlier in games. Maybe it doesn't come down to that.
Yeah, and he knows it too, man. I mean, every time for weeks, if we ask him, we just open the question of, hey, what do you need to get better at? Immediately he'll say, I got to be better early in game. So he knows it. It's a work in progress. And hopefully that's something that, you know, that they can. Obviously, it was a nice start this past week until the play called by Ben Johnson that went haywire. So that was actually heartening to see something like that. Let's stay on Caleb Williams, though, Herb, just because I thought he was really interesting yesterday, and kind of you could tell he's got a little chip on his shoulder that, you know, he's going through the litany of things of talking about people who didn't think that I could do it, didn't think I could get along with this coach, didn't think I could lead this team. It feels like at the very least he has a chip on his shoulder and seems to be desirous of some vindication as well. How did you interpret the yesterday with Caleb in that regard?
Yeah, he seemed a little salty, and I think that's fine. That's good. Keep the chip on your shoulder. It's fine, right? There's been a lot of criticism about him since he's been drafted. Some of it has been fair. Some of it has been unfair. And you get a lot of conversations about the Drake Mays and Bo Nix and all that conversation, and you get the comparisons. And I think he feels slighted in some ways. I think he feels like people still aren't giving him the credit that he deserves. And there's always a caveat to something that he does. Even if you're talking about the late game heroics, like, well, if you play better than the first quarter, you wouldn't have to do that. And I just said the same thing. So I get that. But I think he's feeling just like a little bit like he's not getting all of the credit that he feels like he deserves. And I'm fine with football players having a chip on their shoulder. Keep it with you. Go on a deep playoff run. Then you get the last word, right? So I'm good that I feel good that he has that chip on his shoulder. I feel like he should feel like, hey, I'm playing at a high level. I need to get more credit for it. And if he feels like people are slighting him, good for you. Go show him. Go prove him wrong.
Yeah, I have no problem with his confidence. I love it. I think there's something you need, that little level of arrogance in order to perform at the highest levels of whatever sport that you're.
You can't not have it to be a quarterback in the NFL,
especially
successful.
In Chicago.
Yeah, especially in Chicago. You have to have that line between confidence and cocky, whatever that word is. Yeah. You have to. It's an essential piece.
It's mandatory. Yeah. It's mandatory. You got to have that even just so that your teammates can feel it in the huddle. They can see that hey, our quarterback believes. No matter what, he believes. And so you got to have that. You got to be able to walk that line and of that healthy confidence and somewhat arrogant. It's fine. You got to step on the field and believe I'm the best player on the field. Like, that's just what it is. You got to have that mentality. He certainly has that. And he has the tools and the skills to back it up. All we're looking for now is just more consistency, sustained throughout the full 60 minutes. But we've seen the special. We know he has it.
And then when you get to the playoffs too, like you don't want to be rattled, right? It's the first time under the big light, so to speak, of the NFL playoff structure. And yeah. We want them to have that confidence, which is great. I'm curious, you know, because obviously, you know, we're talking a lot about, you know, what the team has been doing well. In your mind, when you're thinking, I know you said, you know, can't they be thinking about the future? Right now you're in it, and I'm here for that. But when you're thinking about this team and, you know, continuing to compete consistently, right? The Bears haven't been to the playoffs in 3 straight years in like 30 years, right? And I think all Bears fans would love some sustained success. So what are some big areas that you feel like can, the same way like the offensive line did, can then put the Bears in that conversation of a Seattle and the Rams consistently for years to come?
And they just got to continue to add, you know, pieces that they need. You look at the defensive line, there's still some desire to get more consistent pressure on the quarterback. And so if you can add those pieces in the offseason, I think there's no reason they shouldn't be able to sustain their success. But there's also no reason to assume that it will happen, right? I've been saying while they've been on this run, like, people are like, oh, it's house money and wait till they're a year early. It's like, no, we thought the same thing in 2018, right? We thought that was going to be a team that was going to have sustained success for some time. It was Matt Nagy's first year. It was Mr. Trubisky's second year. There are a lot of parallels to what we're seeing right here. And it's like, yeah, nah, you can't assume that, right? They were taking the ball away at a crazy rate in 2018. They're doing the same thing now on defense. So you can't assume that this thing is going to continue to go that way. But if they add the right pieces, I believe they should. I think they have the right infrastructure in place. They got a lot of good young talent that they can build on going forward. So they should be set up for sustained success, but they got to continue to add the pieces. They got to continue to do great scouting, which they've done. You see that with the backups that they are come in and perform at a high level. You see the undrafted free agents come in and perform at a high level. So they got to continue to do their due diligence. I think they will. But for me, it's just about adding, you know, to that defensive front to where you can get that consistent pass rush and constantly disrupt the opposing quarterback.
Herb, was anybody tipped off on any – well, I guess Ben Johnson didn't talk today, so I assume that nothing has come out about any Bears injuries. Injury report later on today, would that be accurate? Yeah.
Yeah, no, we don't know anything about the injuries just yet. That'll come out later in terms of we're out there practicing. And so that'll come out a little bit later today when they put out the injury report. And then obviously the one on Friday will be most telling about who's going to be out there in San Francisco on Sunday.
Herb, you are the goods, man, and you are the bigs.
I wanted to ask him one more question.
Go ahead, ask two if you want.
We had our five on it, and we asked – fruitcake. We have the great fruitcake debate.
Apparently there's a great fruitcake debate that I didn't know about, her, but go ahead, Gabe.
What is that?
Yeah, no,
what,
it's just whether you get down with fruitcake or not.
Do you like fruitcake, Herb?
No.
See? That's just not my
no.
thing.
Glad we got that question in.
I'm telling you, Grody, you want to, that's why I was on the five on it, right? We got to make sure. I'm trying to verify things.
That's not my jam. No, thank you.
So I was trying to tell my wife. I was trying to tell my wife about the cranberry cake. I said, babe, why are you making cranberry bread? I don't like this stuff. This is not my jam.
I don't know anybody who likes fruitcake. Nah, I really don't.
That's not it.
All right, Herb, from the bigs.
Yeah, from the bigs. Merry Christmas to you and happy holidays to you and everybody. Everybody at the bigs. Will you tell everybody I said happy holidays, Herb?
I will definitely tell everybody over at the bigs that you guys say happy holidays. Happy holidays to y'all. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Herb. That is Herb Howard. He's a reporter for Biggs Media.
And he has a show.
He does. He is the host of the Herb Howard Show. So that is absolutely...
Sick invite, by the way, Herb. Perfect. Just want to say, sick invite. Have you got invited to be on the show?
I guess I have not been sick invited invite. To be on the show.
That's all I got
to
say.
It's a lot of pressure. It's only A-listers. It's the Herb Howard Show, man. Not just anybody is going to go on that show. That's just not right. The way it's going to work here. I was thinking about, as Caleb figures it out... Joe Madden once said something that I loved, like the phraseology. He said, if Javier Baez ever learns to hit the slider, look out.
Mm.
If Caleb Williams figures out four quarters and a little more accuracy, just a little bit, look out.
And I think we all feel that way, right, Grody?
I think so.
I mean, we see what he has done, and then when you add that, look out.
Look out, exactly. When we come back... Let's do some comparing of this season and how fun it's been to other recent winning seasons for the Chicago Bears. We're going to do that, and I do want to point out a couple of things. We're keeping an eye on, I should say, George Kittle, who did suffer an ankle sprain in the game against the Colts, the of the mild variety. But we'll keep an eye on him, too, and see if we can get an injury report before we're out of here today at 2 o'clock. It's Raheemy Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez on The Score.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Nah. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harris and Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
What in the world?
You know this song. Come on.
No, I don't know this.
Oh. And this, probably the last play of the game. We're getting ready to carry Dick. Ditka doesn't want to go yet. He says, wait till I see that final second. Who's going to argue with Perry? He wins most of those. Walter Payton, Mike Ditka, hungry Chicago, finally champions on this January day in New Orleans. 46-10, the final.
That really hits the spot. For me, and I'm sure some of our listening audience.
The Walter Payton clip or the song in the background?
Well, that too. That's Gabe Ramirez. He works at the Pink Pony Club. That's what this song is.
2 o'clock, find me there.
Literally down the hallway, B96. You could hear this song here. On
and these golden pipes.
Oh, yeah.
2 p.m., 2 to 7
okay.
on B96.
Gabe will be there. And
double duty today.
This song shall be played. That was Dick Enberg on NBC. Calling the final score of the Bears winning of the Super Bowl in what was the year 1986, but famously the 85 Bears. And I will just say this because it's Raheemy Harris and Grody on the score. Layla and Marshall are off, and that's why Gabe is sitting right here like he is. We wanted to kind of compare the fun of this so far regular season Bears experience with other past fun seasons for the Bears, even if they did end badly, which ultimately they all kind of do, unless you win the Super Bowl, right? There's going to be some form of really loud loss, whether it's the Bears or any team. I'm not going to try. We played the 80s Bears, but we're not going to use that comp.
No.
Because you just can't. It's different football. It's that was sustained success. That was for real. And we're trying to figure out what we're seeing right now in the year 2025. So, Gabe, you were the one that prompted us to do this topic, as a matter of fact. Where do you go when you think about whether it's comparing this Bears team to another or just another Bears team that you really enjoyed watching, even if it didn't end very well?
Yeah, I think the interesting thing for Bears fans right now is really trying to picture where that is, right? Because initially you're saying, is this team even good? And then they win, and then all of a sudden you're having a happy season. You have 11 victories. You've had 11 happy Mondays throughout the season.
It's a rush. It's a real bandwagon rush.
So then when you get a moment to take a step back, and then you say to yourself, well, damn, I haven't had many of these over the last 5-6 seasons. So where does this, now I get to like rank this team. This now becomes a rankable team. I can say where they fit somewhere in my Bears fandom. And I have them between two particular squads.
Okay.
And so on the top end, I have, and this is the number three team, by the way, outside of the 85 Bears, there's three other squads that I like. So number three on my list, I have the 2018 that went 12-4.
So good.
The we're here season, right?
Yeah,
defense
me.
Was great. The city was alive.
Right.
Felt like something was starting. 2018. Though that's number three, though.
Okay. Okay.
Just for those of you that are following along, number one is 2006, 13-3. Number two is 2001, 13-3. Number three is 2018, as I mentioned. Then I have the Bears there, right after that. Number four.
When you say the Bears, you mean
this current iteration of
this iteration. Okay.
The current Bears team, I have them at number four, 2025. I'm not feeling as good as 2018 yet.
Okay.
But I'm right underneath that.
Yeah.
Right. And then below them is 2010 Bears, 11-5. They had a legit run. I feel like the ceiling can be right there, but I feel like I can feel a little better than 2010 Groats.
Yeah.
So I'm right between 2018 and 2010. That's where I'm at right now with this current
Bears.
In terms
of where you're comping these teams. That's
how good I feel. How good you feel.
Yeah, that's a good distinction to make.
I feel good.
That's a good, because
I felt great in 2018.
The 2018 Bears, you felt great for a completely different reason.
Right.
You felt great because the Bears had legitimately, in 2018, we could use the word elite, and it wasn't hyperbole in any way, shape, or form. I mean, you had immaculate seasons that year from Eddie Jackson, with his, what do you have, two pick sixes that season at Detroit game, and then I couldn't even think of where the other one was, but he had a couple of pick six seasons. It was the year of Khalil Mack. It was the year of Roquan Smith. It was the year of Akeem Hicks. Like, that dude doesn't get
clog
enough
up
attention.
The middle.
He was a monster, man.
Yeah.
You had the game against the Rams that year under the lights, like to put a punctuation mark on it, sort of like this Green Bay game that went over the Rams where the Rams didn't even want to be there. So I think, 2018 for sure. I really did. Like, I'm looking, I put a couple down. Of course, the 2006 season, they went to the Super Bowl that year. You had the Arizona crown them game. There was incredible stuff that went into that season. But 2005 was a year of discovery. It was like, the Bears
11-5 that year.
They were 5-11 the year before.
Mm.
Sound familiar? The Bears were what, 5-12 last year? The Bears were in 04. They were 5-11. They became 11-5 in 2005. They won 8 straight games. Rex Grossman begins the year hurt that year. So we go through this revelation that is Kyle Orton that year until we got tired of Kyle Orton in that game against Atlanta.
I can't stand another 7-yard pass, please.
That's exactly what it was.
3rd and 11?
Enough.
6 yards.
Oh, okay. That's great. He's from Purdue. He's a 4th-round pick. He's a
80%. Completion percentage.
Oh, man.
Average yard per pass.
Hey, man. Six. Like the Orton supporters, they were out there. They were multiple. The quantity was high. But I will never forget being at the game. Was it, I thought I had written it. Oh, yeah. December 18th against Atlanta at Soldier Field. And Orton's doing his thing, throwing his 5- and 6-yard passes. Rex has been hurt all year. and he gets the call from the bench. Rex Grossman comes in. I think it was the third quarter. I was sitting in the south end zone.
50-yard bomb?
Freezing, by the way. No, it was like a six-yard pass. But it was like this grand ovation in the midst of this horrible cold, and it was just such a memorable moment to be a part of that season. Now, unfortunately, that season ends with a loss to Carolina and Steve Smith, which was pretty awful. But also should be memorable to a lot of Bears fans because that was the Brian Urlacher Defensive Player of the Year, too.
And then the following year, they go on to the Super Bowl. So I see what you're saying.
And they go on
trying
to
set yourself up for
the
something.
The discovery part is always fun. Like 84.
So you're trying to mirror the season as opposed to where your feels are at.
I think I'm just all over the board right now. I mean,
I love it.
I like talking about Bears winning seasons. You know what I mean?
The few and far between.
Like each of them had their own personality. And hey, earlier in the season, I was comparing this Bears team to a very kind of a fraudulent team that was the 2001 Bears. That's too strong of a word.
Because quite
frankly, the 2001 Bears made me so happy. It really was one of my favorite regular season Bears teams. They got crushed by the Eagles in the postseason, but in
that was Donovan McNabb game.
No, I call it the Hugh Douglas game.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure Donovan McNabb did big things too, but Hugh Douglas killed your quarterback, who was Jim Miller at the time. The Bears, okay, check this out now, man. This is why I compared 2001 to this year in some ways. Five comeback wins in the year 2001. You had Dick Turan in his first year, ended up getting
coach of the year,
as we discussed a little bit earlier. Now, the luck of the Bears in 2001 was a little bit higher than the luck we've seen this year because in 2001, do you remember? You might have been too young. No, you couldn't have been that. You're not that young. It's the back-to-back San Francisco and Cleveland games where you had the walk-offs literally by Mike Brown, interception, touchdowns, and we're going home, everybody.
Huge.
Yeah. And also one of my favorite parts, too, about 2001, that's early Urlacher. Early Urlacher.
Safety converted to the linebacker.
Just at the peak of his power. Like, he got better. It's like Jordan. Like, watching early Jordan, like, in his first couple of years, there's nothing more magnificent from an athletic, singular athlete standpoint. Now, Jordan got better when he scored fewer points in games. But Jordan, early on, just watching a lonely Tuesday night game against Atlanta.
Sure.
And just watching young Jordan do what he did and watching Urlacher do that in 2001 was something to see.
What was spectacular about Urlacher was obviously he had the tackles for losses, and those piled up over the years. But then when he would drop back in coverage, he became a menace, right? Where he was getting interceptions at a higher rate, and the IQ got a little higher as well, and he became a factor in that sense. It goes sad towards the end of his career. I remember the last season he had where they were uncertain whether they were going to bring him back, and it was like a Jose Abreu kind of thing, like just let him be on the team with the boys.
The Urlacher stuff?
Yeah, the Urlacher stuff at the end.
That's where it got ugly when Phil Emery came in, who was there was a GM named Phil Emery for the Chicago Bears to whom Gabe is referring right now. There was also a certain head coach named Mark Trestman who turned off players. Phil Emery, you're right, man. I mean, like at that point, and maybe the Bears were right, like Urlacher may have been done.
So what? You give him one more year there.
It still felt like they did him dirty.
You give him one more year there. The way you paid Jordan $28 million in his last season to make up for all the wrongdoings of the year's past, you just go ahead and say, Urlacher, don't care, bro. You're one of us. We're going to give you this thing. Play a couple games, swan song, and kiss the fans goodbye. He never had the opportunity. I think that's why that relationship was sour for so long.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Like in the NFL, like it's not like other sports where you just kind of hold a ceremonial spot or put a guy on the bench and be able to make millions. But this is the first ballot, no doubt about it, Hall of Famer.
He was going to give them the hometown discount. In a way, you were going to have to pay him market value. He just wanted to be able to stick around for another year. He understood where he was at in his career. Yes. I don't know why I'm getting so hyped up about this, but I remember that as a kid, just thinking like, what are we doing?
Right.
And then I felt like they were already in a bad place to begin with. And then, it's just we've seen these snowball effects from the Bears multiple times over the years, and that was one of them. And so I'm so glad that this conversation is more so about the happiness.
Oh, yeah, the happiness. And that it feels like, and I'm like kind of wincing as I say it, it feels like it's going to be sustainable. And I say that hesitantly because there were other times where I thought it was going to be sustainable. When I say sustained success in football, I mean 5 years. I mean, like 5 years of you have an opportunity to win playoff games or get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right?
If the Lions miss the playoffs, you could be in that predicament next year, right? Rudy Polinsky brought up a great point this morning, is that if the Bears do win the division, they're going to be playing a first-place schedule next season.
Yeah, that's true.
Much more difficult people at the, and, you know, throughout that whole schedule. And so you might lose just because you're playing good teams.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good teams in the NFL.
And we are a product of it right now about how quickly, vastly, and deeply things change. The Washington Commanders, they were the it team last year, right?
Caleb Williams was never going to be better than Jaden Daniels,
they got next, right? It was the Commanders.
Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels in the NFC Championship for the next 7 years, remember?
No, the Bears blew it. They didn't even think about Jaden Daniels, which you could still argue was blowing it by not really giving the due diligence to the other quarterbacks. But things change fast, man.
It's the NFL. But you know what? You know what doesn't? The present. And that's where the Bears are at, with the opportunity to get the number one seed, to make me feel happier with the deep playoff run. Because I think they can win. Do you have a ceiling for this Bears team? Is it like a realistic ceiling?
I have allowed for the possibility that the Bears could be a Super Bowl team. I mean, again.
So here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Whereas in 2006, as we were talking about, Bears make it to the Super Bowl, get heartbroken by Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And after Daniel a wonderful Manning. Start, Devin Hester, shout out to you.
Yeah.
If the Bears were losing this Super Bowl, I feel like what you're telling me is you wouldn't be as sad as that year.
Because the expectations weren't as high?
I don't know. What say you, Mr. Mark Grody?
Oh, man. So you're asking me, so how would I feel
Bears if lose the Bears the Super Bowl this year?
Go to the Super Bowl and
it's
lose
it's not going
to
hurt as much. I know.
It's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to project like how I would feel. And if the Bears were to lose a Super Bowl, like I have to know circumstances. You know what I mean? Like
you know how you felt in 2006.
I don't know if I can answer that question.
Did you know how you felt in 2006? Do you think you have the same feeling?
I mean, the feeling I had was very dejected because there was a horrible defensive play that occurred in the game.
Don't say his name.
Okay, I won't say his name. Yeah, because we said his name yesterday. Shouldn't say his name more than once or twice a year when things go bad, right? You shouldn't use names like.
Okay.
Bartman more than once a year.
I like it.
It's just the way
I like the fact that we're talking about the Bears in the Super Bowl.
Isn't that nice? Okay, we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it right there. I don't know if we got anything done in that segment, but it was fun to talk about Bears winning seasons, right? I enjoyed that.
Bears.
Have you seen these Packers cheese grater masks that people have been wearing?
Yes.
Or hats or helmets? How about we talk to the gentleman who runs the company that makes those.
What's his name?
Manuel Rojas. Yes, we are going to have a Latino on next on Raheemy Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez.
You already have one. It's me.
You're my Latino. Come here, you. You my Latino on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Jay Moore and Caleb Williams at various times, maybe at the same time, were wearing, you saw it, the cheese grater head hat, a way to mock the Packers, who like to walk around with yellow cheese wedges on their hat.
Which is the corniest thing I've ever seen.
They think that's cool. They think that's cool. So that has gone on. And now it would appear that other people are now investing in those, as tends to happen. Athletes will set styles, they will set trends. And our guy that's about to join us here on The Score, Manuel Rojas, is the founder of Houston-based Foam Party Hats, a manufacturer of high-quality foam hats of all kinds and styles and designs. Manuel, appreciate you being on with us. It is my understanding that you have received thousands of orders for that particular article. Is this true? Can you fill us in on that?
Hey guys, thank you. Thank you for welcoming to the show. And
sure.
Yes, we have received a huge amount of orders. We're up to today, we're doing around 6,000. And we had to push the delivery dates to February as of right now, just because the demand is staggering, to say the least.
Of course, Manuel, un placer. I gotta ask you, are you a Bears fan now?
I am. I'm the most absolute Bears fan that you can find in the U.S. right now.
Let's go! Listen, when the bonuses
I'm actually waiting. So I got my DJ Moore shirt from the Bears. I'm waiting to receive it. I think I might get it today or maybe Friday.
I like it. DJ Moore, you need Caleb Williams, the whole squad, signed jerseys and everything. Now you just got to get all the babies, you know, for Christmas. They all got to get little Caleb Williams jerseys. You got to get the whole family, Manuel.
Yeah, no, for sure. And we are here now in Houston, so we're going to put that shirt right at the office, and we're going to put it in a right busy little space because it's being great, to say the least.
That's amazing. So, and you guys have the stock, right? You guys will get, everybody will get their requests in eventually. Is that the way it's going down, Manuel?
That's what we're trying to do right now. So everything we do is made to order. Then, you know, the benefit with us is that everything is manufacturing in Houston, Texas. Right now, what we've done is just we cancel everything that we had, and then we just producing this nonstop, trying to ship them as soon as possible. Then, you know, hopefully we'll get everything done in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, we just too preventive. We got some orders to be shipped on February or so.
I'm curious, Manuel.
Yeah,
who put in the biggest order? You know what I mean? Like, is it just a party? Is it school? Like, who's putting the
business? It's been more just people buying one off. So we got a couple of persons buying 13, 10 or whatnot. We have gotten a lot of wholesale retailers approaching us, but we are not doing those right now because they want a wholesale.
Yeah.
They want bigger, bigger discounts.
No, you want the big margins on retail. Big margins.
Yeah,
I got you.
Exactly.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Manuel, our vice president, we have a vice president here. His name is Mitch Rosen.
Oh.
He's the Veep. He apparently recently spoke to Manuel about sending the greater head hats to the Score. Any progress on getting us a little sampling? Man, we're willing to pay. Mitch will bust out the credit card. I'm not trying to get a freebie.
And put one with Gabrielito on it right there, just on the side.
Yeah, we got that order in. We're just booking out ship everything via Friday.
Okay. I love it, man. And this is really quick. Like, when this happens, like, Explain exactly. Did you get all? Did you look at your phone? Was your phone blowing up? Was your email blowing up? How did you find out? And the rush of orders. Because I'm going to go on a limb and assume that before this, you weren't necessarily a Bears fan.
And cranking out cheese,
right.
Cheese
cranking graters. Out like cheese grater, right? That wasn't the top of mind for you. We'll allow for that, Manuel.
Correct. So, I mean, honestly speaking, the cheese grater hat is something that we have sold for some 2-3 years now, and we have gotten. It's not the first time it got viral. The last time it got viral was in a game last year of the Detroit Lions against the Packers as well, where the Lions won, but nothing compared to what's happening right now. So it's a amazing. Product. It's yeah. a product that we sell a lot, especially in the football season. Of course, this is taking a complete different, you know, volume with the variety of the video and all that good stuff and how the game played itself with the comeback and all that good stuff. And the way I found out is Saturday I went to bed really early, and then first thing that I always do every time in the morning is to check my emails. And I just saw that we got 300 orders, and I was just like, what the hell is going on? And that's when I started reaching out and seeing what was happening. That's when I saw the video, and then I was like, oh, there we go. That's why.
That's amazing, Manuel. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Score. We look forward to getting ours as well. Thank you for what you do. You're making people smile. You're making people happy is what you're doing right now, Manuel.
That's what we strive to do, and that's what we say in Phone Party Hats. It's where the party starts, and we like creativity, and we like putting a smile on people's face.
Yep. Manuel Rojas, thank you so much for coming on with us and get your orders into him.
So.
That was the chuckle of Billy Donovan talking about his dad text messaging him. One of the many things we covered on today's show, Raheemi Harris, Grody, none of the three here at the moment is just Gabe Ramirez. But do want to say our thanks before we get up out of here. Big special thanks to Sean Sears for helping us out with some audio today. Also, our wonderful, wonderful executive producer extraordinaire, Ray Diaz, for handling the business.
So wait, they left the Latinos in charge. Is that what happened?
Smart thing to do.
I agree.
Lawrence, smart thing to do. Want to thank Connor O'Donnell, Max Curtis on video. Want to thank our guests, Mike Florio, Danny Parkins, and Herb Howard for hanging out with us today. But now we get some wonderful transition with the other minorities in the building. Clay Harbor. I can't just talk about the Latino. We're going to group all of us together. The minorities are here. What up?
I'm just saying, at the end of the show, I look up, I'm like, oh, this is my guy Ray. There's my guy Gabe. Y'all representing.
We are here, man. How you guys feeling? You guys look like you got your Christmas shopping already done. You guys look like those guys. I still got to go do something.
There's still one more thing that I'm looking for, and I'm sure that after the show tonight, I'll be wandering the earth looking for it. But for the most part, I'm good, because I do live in a space of people like cash and people Fair. Like gift cards. And so I try. Here you go. I got. Here it is. Whatever you need, you can have that instead of it being the wrong size or the wrong color or Fair. Whatever.
Santa Clay, I know you walk around with a stack of cash handing it out to the little cousins and nephews.
No, man. What I do is it's called Amazon.com. All you got to do is you get an address. They'll wrap it for you. I ain't got to wrap no presents, Lawrence. They'll send it wrapped. They say gift.
Lawrence,
you put a message
big money,
on there.
Big money when you're paying for it to get wrapped. I like that.
It's $3 extra to get wrapped. They put it in a nice little wrap there, and you send it there, and it looks like a nice Christmas gift. They get to open it. Yeah. Guess what? Minimal for me, because all I got to do is look. I think they'll like this. I got a bunch of nephews, bunch of nieces. So that was basically my biggest spend this week.
That's what's up. I struggle in that. I'm the guy that does a lot of shopping on Black Friday because I'm with the deals. I'm here for the discounts.
Why not?
I'm here. But then inevitably there will be, a chunk missing from the list that I didn't get to. Mm. And then I procrastinate all the way until today to get the last couple of gifts.
I've been happy because this is so far. There's only been one gift that I've done online, and it was a particular thing that I wanted for my brother, so I got it. But everything else, I've actually been a little bit in the Christmas spirit this year and walking into places has been fun, and doing a little bit of shopping has been a fun thing.
Old school.
Man, the lines, though, like you're in there and the lines are fighting people. Like you see Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm not doing the stuff that Gabe's doing. I'm not doing the doorbuster Black Friday sale. Right. I'm walking around to like boutique shops and stuff.
Oh, smart.
Okay. You know, shopping local, keeping it in there.
Keeping it local, that sort of thing.
I did something that you would like. I know my dad's not listening right now, but I got something for my dad. I got him so... He collects, like you, comics, all that good stuff. And so I paid for someone to do like a, him being like a super grandpa.
Oh, cool. Super
Papa. Man.
So it's a 9-panel. And then so then what we're doing is we're printing each page up. And then my daughters are just kind of coloring it in, doing it. And then we're handing it off to him like that. So that was.
But thoughtful.
Like, that, I did that on Black Friday. But like my mom, I still have nothing. So it's like I took care of a lot of people on the list. But not everybody.
If you ever need to do that again, I know a guy.
Okay.
My guy Thomas Hall.
Oh, okay.
Is a really, really incredible comic book artist, local, good friends with our buddy Herb Lawrence.
Okay.
And he actually just did, Ray, I got to get you his comic book because I think that you'll find it dope. He sent it to me, and I'm like, I should invest in this because I think
number
it,
one,
yeah, like I not no not in by like invest in
invest create in, something,
yeah, that's what I was thinking. But Ray, I'm gonna have you check it out because I think that you would feel the vibe of what Thomas is going for here. But yeah, if you ever need that again, I know that. A guy.
Well, I appreciate that. I definitely want to be able to do something like that. I might need a comic book made of this current Bears team. I remember when they did the comics a couple years ago. Remember?
Yeah, those were super cool. The one they had them on the tickets and on the program every week, and they made the opponents villains for it.
That was great.
That was connected to their team name. I thought that was very, very good. Now Caleb's out here naming Avengers for his offensive line. So,
I mean, when you got two Pro Bowlers on there, I mean, they might as well be that.
Could have been three. Could have been four. I think the guy that got one of them at least got hosed right there.
Darn all right.
We'll talk about that. Darn all right, man. Get this guy in the Pro Bowl. He's been one of the biggest reasons they've had all that success in the run game. As much as they run to that right side, and I know we'll get into this, Lawrence, but he needed to be in the Pro Bowl.
The problem is that now the Pro Bowl, one, isn't a game, so they don't treat it like a game. So now you only get three tackles in there. And looking on the list of tackles, I was like,
yeah, that's true.
I can't really move any of them out of the way for Darnell, as much as Darnell deserves to be someone that's honored this year.
Yeah.
And
no,
since,
absolutely.
Since now it's a relay race and a basket toss or whatever it is that they're doing at the Pro Bowl now.
Skills challenge.
Yeah.
At the thing. I mean, it's a good argument, right? We were talking earlier today to Danny Parkins. I think he mentioned that as well, as did Herb Howard, about Darnell Wright being, you know, a guy that should have been considered for the Pro Bowl. But it feels good to just have that many, right? When you're talking about the two offensive linemen, Kevin Byard, it's just good to be talking. You know, we were talking a second ago. I don't know if you guys were listening in the offices. But, you know, you finally get to the point of this season where you're like, oh, I feel good about this team. And you're living in a moment of history that, you know, where you will talk about it in the future. So in the present, that's when I was trying to, like, figure out, like, how good is this team making me feel this season, you know, in comparison to some of the teams in the last, you know, 20 years or
so. And you got to think about the fact that these guys weren't on the roster last year. I know Pro Football Focus came out with their top 10 signings, free agent signings of the year. And Drew Dahlman was in the top five, and he deserves to be. Obviously, you can't put Jonah Jackson and Joe Tooney in that list because they were trades. But what the Bears were able to do with those moves to make that offensive line what it is, to me, it's the biggest factor of why they've been so successful this year. So that is something I think we need to cover and talk more about as well.
I like the fact that the Bears spent the money in those situations because the previous iterations of Bears offensive line has been, well, we'll just kind of get this guy because this guy is familiar with the system that's going to be run. And, well, it's okay. Like, that guy's okay at his position. No, they went for major upgrades on the offensive line, guys that had done it before and done it well in other places. That's a huge part of it. The other thing, Clay, that I think is so fascinating about, like, we do need to give credit to Ryan Poles for identifying some of these guys and spending the money. This coaching staff, I think has gotten the best out of pretty much every player on that team. There's been a new standard that's been set, and now you're seeing what good coaching can do with players. Like, even if you don't think the player is great, what good coaching can do for that player.
Yeah, you see CeeDee Gardner-Johnson, right? Guys like that. I mean, there's buy-in is what you really see from offense and defense, 100%. From every guy. From the third man, you know, third stringer to the first stringer. Everybody understands. They said that, right, in training camp. We're teaching everybody everything. Because we understand that injuries happen and you might be the next man up. And throughout the course of the season, that's what we've seen.
And the communication from the coaching staff to the management, to the general manager, bring in guys that they've had relationships with. Like, you look at Jonah Jackson. I looked at his injury history. I go, what is this, Tevin Jenkins Sr.? Like, this guy's right. Been unhealthy. He had a terrible year with the Rams last year. Ben Johnson says, no, I know the type of player this guy is. I know what kind of work he puts in the film room, in the training room. Let's bring him in. You look at Joe Tooney. Obviously, Ryan Poles had a history with him in Kansas City. Guys like DeMarco Jackson. Guess who got him in here? Dennis Allen, a guy that was on the Saints. He said, we knew on the Saints. He was a guy that had a high ceiling, that he could get better the way he handled his business. You go down the list. Nashawn Wright, draft pick of the Dallas Cowboys. Who gets him in here? Al Harris.
So CJ Gardner-Johnson.
CJ Gardner-Johnson, Dennis Allen. So they bring guys in that they know, they've had histories with, they know the system. Yeah, that's a big part of it, but they know how they work, who they are, and what they're going to bring to the locker room, their preparation, and everything that goes into being a professional football player.
Everybody pushing in the same direction. And they're going to have to do that in order to win this game on Sunday night. I'll be there in San Francisco.
Let's talk more about this, because this was a little bit of a surprise to me. So you, every year you go on a trip. You pick, you look at the schedule and say, I'm going to that
this
game.
This is where we're going.
He didn't know it was going to be this game.
I didn't know it was going to be a game, you know.
A game that might decide who's the number one seed in the NFC.
Probability says if the 49ers went out, they're the number one seed in the NFC. If the Bears win out, the Seahawks need to lose one game. The Bears will get. If the Bears win out these last three games, they have a 60% chance, according to the Athletic Playoff Predictor, of being the number one seed. This is a playoff game. This game, if you're looking at probabilities and statistics, is probably going to determine who's going to be the leader in the NFC.
Yeah, Seattle faces Carolina this weekend. Then they got the Niners in week 18. So we're going to need them, a little help from them in the weeks to come. But yeah, initially it was going to be the Vegas game, Lo. But then I was like telling my family, you know, it's family, you know, everybody got their pockets different. And I was like, guys, Vegas is going to be crazy expensive. Like, let's not go there. And I was trying to convince people of that. But they wanted to turn up, and I was like, no. Then when they saw the tickets, they were like, okay, we're not going to Vegas.
They're like, turn down.
Yeah, turn down for a yes. And then, so then we tried to go to Baltimore and then Washington to catch some of those games. Didn't work out. And so we were like, guys, the only way this is going to work out, like, the wives weren't happy, right? Because I'm flying out Christmas Day tomorrow at like 10 p.m. So that wasn't necessary. And then we're like, all right, we're going to go some. Then we weren't sure. Is this game going to be meaningless? Right? Because we booked these tickets at the beginning of the season. Is this going to be a meaningless game? The Niners, we don't know. Brock Purdy, what's going to happen? Then Brock Purdy gets hurt. You're like, oh, this is going to be a cakewalk. And then now, Lions lose to the Steelers. You win the NFC. You're sitting there getting into the playoffs. You have an opportunity to get the division, to kind of put yourself in a position to have the number one seed. And you're like, this is the best game we've been to in 20 years.
Yes.
In 20 years, this will be the most important game we've ever been to. And that in itself is just heightening everything that's going on this weekend.
I mean, think about it. If you were a fan of another team, or you're just like, oh, we need to take a trip, you could be going to any of the three games tomorrow. And those are all dogs. Cowboys versus Washington. Lions versus Vikings. Broncos versus Chiefs with no Patrick Mahomes.
Mm.
That's your Christmas NFL package.
And some people bought that as a Christmas gift. We're going to buy you a Patrick Mahomes jersey and these tickets to go see him later today.
Yeah, to go see them probably win the division. And then they're not only are they not winning the division, they're not going to the playoffs. Patrick won't be back for a year, and the team's moving to Kansas.
Dad, I hate you.
and now the ticket is like, man, you better use these next 5 years to go see him. Although it's really just going to be right across the street.
Oh,
Kansas
man.
Is like right there. So it could be worse.
Yeah, how do you feel, Mr. Missouri State guy?
I think it's interesting, man. I think it obviously shines a light on what's going on here in Chicago. I think people are saying leverage ploy with the Indiana thing. From what I'm hearing, it's realistically a possibility. It's not just the Bears using leverage to say, hey, we might go to Indiana. If they get a deal, Indiana wants this bad. They want to develop that whole area. They're going to be willing to do whatever it takes to get the Chicago Bears in there.
Indiana is trolling Chicago the way that like fast food places troll each other. Like
yes.
Putting up mock stadiums and from actual accounts. Like, that's wild.
I mean, everything that I've been told, it's possible that it happens. I will say that there's still a lot of hurdles for them to jump through because they're going to run into similar problems in Indiana like they're running into in the state of Illinois. Different from a partisan standpoint, obviously, between the two governors. But the other thing that you have to consider, and Clay, you know this being from the country, there is a difference between people who represent the region of Northwest Indiana.
Preach.
And the people who are in Carmel.
The state.
Or Terre Haute. Or Santa Claus, Indiana.
There's a Santa Claus, Indiana?
Which is closer to Nashville than it is to Chicago. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to navigate. And so far, the Bears have struggled with their navigation of this. So I wonder, going into a different state, maybe it's like you don't have any of the old stuff connected to it and it's easier for you to maneuver. But at some point, the Colts are going to be like, yo.
You made us pay.
we too would like some of your money. Mm-hmm. If you're giving some money away to build some things, we could build something new for us too. We could build a new facility. There's still a long way to go, but Clay is right. Like, everything that I've heard is it is both things. Both things can be true. It is a leverage play, and it's also possible.
Very real in those situations.
Now, here's what I've been wondering. Gabe, you're old school Chicago dude and a finance guy, right?
Econ major, yep.
Here's what I wonder about, if has even come up in the discussion. How much you think the city going to surcharge the Skyway for on Bears game days to Indiana?
Dude, I had that chat with somebody when I was like, wait, are we going to get a discount on the Skyway? Because nobody's paying. Because what I talked.
It's $8 now, right?
And that was the conversation about the stadium load, where I was talking about the workers. And I was like, you don't understand how many people work at Soldier Field and get checks. And I said, and when you put the stadium in Indiana, let's say call it Hammond for that matter, how many of those workers are going to pay the $20 because it's ida y vuelta, is there and back, to go work? That's two of their hours of work.
Yes. A lot of people are going to get real familiar with 8094.
Right.
Lakeshore Drive, all the way. Take 41 all the way.
I've done that before.
But I will tell you, this city and this state have shown a propensity to be petty. And if I were there, I might be petty LaBelle. I might be like, you know what it's going to cost you to take the Skyway on game day?
$12.
$20.
I know what you want.
I know. Yeah.
And it's on the other side of this.
It's on the other side of this tollway. By the way, you got to pay a toll when you get into Indiana, too.
Right when you get in.
But we going to take this $40 from you today and pay off old Soldier Field that still has $560 million due on it.
Oh, my gosh. You want to go over there? I welcome it.
No, we know the back roads. Yes. Like and I'm starting from the south, so it's easy for me.
Yeah, you're there.
But if you're someone who lives downtown, like, you can literally be in Indiana in 15 minutes.
Yeah, 18
with the Skyway.
18-year-old Gabe dating somebody in Indiana and didn't have money for the toll road knew that he had to take 41.
41. 41 will get you there.
All the way there.
And you're actually, like,
13, 14 minutes, but you know.
Yeah.
I still put in my ways. I put avoid tolls. And these are $2 tolls we're talking here. That's what I put in my ways. If it's 10 minutes, I go avoid tolls. I'll pay that $2.50 and we'll be on with it. Because I'm not paying that extra $2.50 if I don't have to. 10 minutes, fine. I got a podcast on. I'm listening to Lawrence and Spiegs. I'm listening. You know what? I'm fine driving in the car for that extra 10.
Of course. Man, this is how old I am. And I know I'm an old. And I talked to Carmen about this. When I was in college at DePaul back in the 90s, gas was 89 cents a gallon in Indiana. Mm. And I would go
over there
every time.
To go get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.